Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show, Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Thank you for...
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton, live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
It's been raining for weeks. With all our companies since Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit PeachesandClean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer, and on behalf of our entire team at AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, I'd like to wish all of our friends and customers a Happy New Year. We hope you've enjoyed your holidays and wish you many blessings and great success in 2019. And most importantly, we'd like to thank you for your business this past year. Delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price with great customer care is our mission. And as a business owner, there's nothing better than to see a satisfied and smiling customer as they receive their order. So thank you for allowing us to help you smile this past year. It's our intention to deliver plenty more in 2019. You can contact us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 and our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties for over 30 years.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Gym membership, lunch with friends, and your morning coffee. With a Guardian Credit Union Common Sense checking account, the money you need every day is accessible, local, and always at your fingertips. Plus, we'll round your debit card purchase up to the next dollar and put the difference in a Guardian savings account. We'll even match some of your savings, too. Think easy checking and easy savings. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
And now, a star is born. On January 18th, 1980, the world welcomed little baby Jason Segel. The future sitcom star was immediately placed in the arms of his loving mom. And that's how he met his mother. Jason Segel, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Fox News, I'm Joy Piazza. The partial government shutdown is approaching the one-month mark, and hundreds of thousands of employees aren't getting a paycheck. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says it could affect security for high-profile events like the Super Bowl.
These national security events, we need to have people at their sharpest. We need them concentrating on their job.
What a bunch of crap.
Not on whether they can pay their mortgage payment, not on whether they can pay their car payment, not on whether they can put up food on the table.
Though FBI officials say Super Bowl security won't be impacted. The White House says President Trump will meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un sometime in February.
We've continued to make progress. We're continuing to have conversations. The United States is going to continue to keep pressure and sanctions on North Korea until we see fully and verified denuclearization.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, this after a top North Korean official met with the president and other White House officials. This is Fox News.
Ain't it amazing that Trump can arrange a meeting with the craziest SOB on the planet, a ruthless, murderous dictator, to try and bring peace to the world, and he can't get that bitch from San Francisco to the table. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel about it. And now this.
Well, it's Tom Brady and also Drew. Both of these players are in their 40s. They're driving slow to the stadium. They're playing bingo when the game is done. They wear adult diapers. Their hair's turning white. There's gonna be some grandpas in the NFL tonight. Tom Brady
Tom Brady versus Drew Brees, that'd be a pretty good Super Bowl. Because they're not part of the damage done by NFL players, for starters. They seem to appreciate the good fortune they've had by being born and raised with bodies that were made to play excellent football. A country that allows them to make millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars year after year after year after year, set for life for generations. It's any NFL player who gets a few years in the league can walk away. You know, if they have somebody like Brant McDonald and not me managing their money, they can be in good shape for the long-term future. That jumped. I don't know if anybody else caught it, but that Fox newscast where Kim Jong-un is apparently earnestly, we'll believe it when we see his signature on something, but seems at least coming around to the idea of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula and all this border bullshit. That one clip we played the other day is the best because borders are the delineation between good ideas and bad ideas. And if Mexico was being run by people full of good ideas, you wouldn't have people trying to leave it in droves. And same for, you know, all these other countries where people are fleeing. Why don't we export the foundation of what made America great and give other people the chance to try it in their hellhole that they're trying to get out of? That's the problem. And a lot of these people that are fleeing, I don't know, I can never, Honduras, whatever, they elect the people that are screwing them, that are making their lives miserable, that are keeping them impoverished, because that's how they stay in power. And that is exactly the long-term intent of people by, like, Occasional Cortex, you know, who's, oh my God, this woman, she's now on the Wall Street Oversight Committee. She's a 29-year-old bartender a year ago, and now she's going to oversee Wall Street. Does that on any planet except Uranus make sense?
No.
Doesn't. And the woman who said, relative to President Trump, we're going to impeach the MF-er, and really hates Jews, totally anti-Semitic. That's a scary thing, that kind of stuff is still going on. I think at this particular point, the things that are being said, like this woman, she won't even recognize Israel. She's in our Congress. How does that happen? These are the crazies, and they have the fools. The media is pretending like Ocasio-Cortez is a gift from the heavens. This political genius. She was working for tips, big tips. I'm sure she had a few of those too. 410, that just, you know. That's beyond my, I can't wrap my head around that.
So we are 11 minutes past the 4 o'clock hour. And a man who really is the salt of the earth requested.
Yes.
One of your lame ass stories.
Yes.
The dog, frog, or pardon me.
Yes.
You gonna make that happen?
Yeah, after we get through the opening segment with we have obligations to traffic and weather and first name is news.
Just making sure you're on top of things, Greg.
And Paladin, we haven't heard from Paladin in ages. Paladin?
Howdy, Greg.
How are you?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there like a roast fish hook. Hey, I was just wondering, old Nancy Lugosi, and I got that for you, by the way.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. And then Schmuck Schumer.
Schmuck Schumer, perfect.
Yeah, I like that one too. Hey, I was just wondering if old Nancy Lugosi wants the State of the Union delayed because Trump might get up there and just go ahead and slam her and old Schmuck and all the others just like them, and make them squirm in their seats. Think that might be, why Trump wants to go ahead with this thing, whether the government's open or not.
I'm sorry, I missed the last part there.
I reckon that's why Trump is going to plan on going ahead with the State of the Union, whether the government is open or not.
That's what he needs to do. In fact, screw the invitation from Congress and Nancy Lugosi, and just go on TV, play the videotapes of her and Schmuck and Obama and all the rest of them saying we need to have good border security, and then call them out on it. After you've played all of that, say, this is why we're shut down, folks. I want to do what they advocate. So what's the problem here? Good for him for smacking her down yesterday by saying, no, you're not taking a military plane. And by the way, why are you leaving Washington? If you care so much about all these poor people that are not getting a paycheck, why aren't you sitting in the White House with me? The door's been open since day one. You won't give an inch. Well, guess what? You've met your match. His ass and her face. That's the match. How about that? What do you think about that, Joey? Oh.
Yeah!
Well, that sounds good to me, too.
All right, man. I appreciate the call.
Hey, can I get in on your drawing?
We don't do a drawing. We're not doing the big shot. I know we have a contest. You got to get the word in the morning between 6 and 9 and redeem it in the afternoon.
Oh, okay. Well, I got you now. Sorry about that.
No problem. We like to do something different every few months in our relationship with Baumhauer's, and you can win lunch for two with this morning's word, but we have to make sure the lines are clear before we can do that. Let's quickly head down to the traffic dungeon.
The Friday afternoon traffic is already full steam ahead. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing the interstates running smooth this afternoon. 65 and 85 in the city running just fine. No problems there. We do have a busy time on the boulevard with a lot of traffic and a lot of slowing down at the intersections, especially at 231s, both of them. The one to Wetumpka and the one to Troy. You're going to have to slow down and watch the traffic lights in that area. The exodus from downtown has begun, so you're going to have a lot of traffic on Madison Avenue as it goes into the Atlanta Highway at the Ann Street intersection. Watch yourself there. Enroll now for midterm B classes at Trenum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Let's say good afternoon to Papa B.
Hey. Greg.
How are you?
Just fine. I called Dan up about this whole Pelosi thing, too, but I just got to say, this is so enjoyable. I'm telling you, the Democrats have been begging for somebody to come along and snatch the stick out from their hand and shove it back up in them sideways.
You're not kidding.
For so long. This is a joy and a pleasure to watch.
It's the first time in my lifetime that we have, that as a conservative, I've had the pleasure of watching this take place. Finally, a Republican with a big set to say, hey, Nan, guess what? I'm not the problem here. You are. You're a no-show.
I know, and Nancy's walking around a little bit funny today.
I hope she's like that. That's a natural state for her.
Oh, okay.
But he's, you know, what the Democrats, there are a lot of Democrats who are starting to really break on this now, and there are quite a few have said that we need to do something down there.
Yeah.
This could cost her the speakership. The way she's playing this shutdown could cost her the speakership.
It just might. Here's the thing. Trump is a showman.
Oh, absolutely.
He knows how to make a show out of things, and he timed it perfectly. He had them get on the bus. You tell me he didn't know?
Of course he
didn't. And that he didn't plan it like this?
That's what's made it so enjoyable.
Waited till they got on the bus and waited till they got to the plane, and then like the soup Nazi on Seinfeld, no plane for you. I was just beautiful.
Yep.
Beautiful. And I understand that they were trying to show them pictures of them getting off of the bus, but they got now Schiff exiting the bus, but then, you know, the bus starts going around in various places, and you know,
kind of
a shot of Pelosi and them exiting the bus.
What is it with all these bug-eyed Democrats? Schiff looks like he just saw his first. And Ocasio-Cortez looks like she just saw her first.
I know.
Unbelievable. Appreciate the call.
It's funny. All right, bud. We'll see you.
All right, we got news and weather coming up. Again, be weather aware tomorrow. Make sure you get the Rich Thomas weather app. My friend Kathleen, the only person in my life that I've known, well, I've known her longer than I've known Rick Peters. And that's 40 years coming up in May. She worked at the same radio station where the dog frog story is connected to. Mm-hmm. It's the station I went to work for that I drove 1,200 miles and left my family behind in Chicago for opportunity, which turned into flopportunity very quickly. But it's the first night I encountered the dog frog that I'll tell that story. You'll croak with delight. Thank you, Janelle. It's 4:18.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama's unemployment rate is down slightly. The State Department of Labor says December's preliminary seasonally adjusted jobless rate is 3.9%. That's a decrease from the November rate of 4%, but slightly above the rate from a year ago at 3.8%. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man injured. Police say a man was shot in the 300 block of West Fairview Avenue Thursday night. Authorities say he was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. And a man has died while attempting to flee police while swimming across a rural pond in Troy. Authorities say the man fled on foot from a traffic stop Wednesday morning and then attempted to swim across the pond to evade Troy police. A dive team found his body several hours later. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready for some big weather changes as a strong cold front approaches tomorrow. For tonight, cloudy skies, maybe some showers by the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by afternoon and evening hours in through Saturday night. A few of the storms could be strong. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Make sure you get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. It turns drastically colder late Saturday night into Sunday with a high temperature Sunday only in the low 40s, but the wind chill will make it seem more like the 30s as Arctic air pours into the area. Down to 26 first thing Monday morning. Wind chill factor in the teens. How about that for a winter change? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
When you hear it, into the you know. An evening with the Steve Miller Band.
Thank you very much. It's been great.
March 21st, Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Just go on.
March 21st, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or call 800-745-3000. For more info and tour dates, visit SteveMillerBand.com. Steve Miller Band Ultimate Hits available now. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business. the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new cSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cSpire.com/business. cSpire. Customer inspired.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
He's a noisy garbage man, throwing round the garbage cans, making noise and waking up my family.
That is not a knock on garbage men. And somebody's got to do the work, right? 426. All right. It's all Request Friday. Normally that means we get calls and we're asked to play popular bits and evergreen comedy, that kind of thing, Norm Macdonald, etc. But today I've been requested to tell the story of the dog frog.
Yes.
This is not a short story. To appreciate the significance of the dog frog, you have to understand that after 6 years on the air in Chicago, and my last job, it paid well, but I hated it because I was on in the morning and he wouldn't let me do anything. You got 10 seconds to talk. Well, the name of the station was Studio 107 WGCI. By the time you got that out, you had 6 seconds to talk. And do what? You can't... Here's the weather forecast, partly, and that's it. And I had a feeling that that job was going to be ending, and so I asked my immediate supervisor. He says, I think it would be best if you found work elsewhere, but we'll give you some time. At that point, I was so frustrated because I wanted to do something big on the air. And I really believed I could do it, but the way the system worked, radio was like Major League Baseball in the sense that if you wanted to get to the big leagues, you had to start out in the farm system in Keokuk, Iowa. Maybe you'd jump to Des Moines. From Des Moines, you might get to a Nashville. And then maybe, because I know what happened, from Nashville or a similar sized city, you could get an opportunity in Chicago. But the way the system worked, the people that were running the radio stations in Chicago used the same system to get where they got. So when they had to hire a morning person and give them the room to compete and try something, you know, to take a few risks, they brought up their buddies who were still down on the farm, so to speak. So every time an opportunity opened in Chicago, I couldn't get it because I wasn't the you-know-what buddy of the program director. So the day came in 1979 where, in spite of the fact that my entire family and most of my loved ones and my best friends were all in Chicago, I had to make a decision. I had to make a decision. So I'll go to the first place that will at least let me see if I have what it takes to become a morning radio personality.
Okay.
And as it happened, very quickly, I got connected to a station called K102 in Fort Lauderdale. Now, this is in the middle of the disco explosion. Stations that were playing classic rock were adding, I mean, it was just amazing. Nobody liked disco. Nobody would admit they liked disco, but everybody was playing the Bee Gees and the Village People and everything else. So I was leaving that particular format, or a format that had a lot of it in it, to go to this disco formatted station in South Florida. And I went to my tearful mother and I said, just look at it as if I'm going off to war. I need to do this. I had to be pushed after 6 years to take this step, and I'm not getting younger. So I took a job with this radio station. I was originally offered $160 a week, but I negotiated it up to $180 a week. Now, even in 1979, that wasn't a lot of money. I got a $300 bonus because I had nothing. I drove down there with my dad's Shell credit card and $40. So here I am making this monumental move. But of course, one of the things that stations sold employees to make the move to Miami and Fort Lauderdale, which at that time were closer to market size number 20 than number 10, was the sunshine and the beaches and the chicks and, you know, spring break and...
Yeah.
You know, everywhere you look, you won't have any trouble getting and all that good stuff. That was part of it. And the salaries down there at the time kind of reflected that. They're paying you a sunshine. I said, I really don't care. I just want someone who has suck morning ratings to let me on to see if I can make a difference. So I come down. First of all, it took me... I had no concept, and this is during the year when we had a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, so you could push 65, but you were taking a risk. And I'd heard about the troopers in Alabama and Georgia, and you know, they think everybody coming from Chicago is a drug dealer and blah, blah, blah. So, but I had no concept in my head of how long a journey this is actually going to be. So, and nor how long the Florida Peninsula is. So it's the second day, and I'm driving and driving and driving, and the sun is starting to set, and the sign says Fort Lauderdale, 200 miles. I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm just getting past Disney World at this point. So I pull off to the side of the road, and I call my boss, or my future boss, Dave Lawrence. And Dave, I guess at one time, had worked in Chicago or heard me, so that was the connection. Created the opportunity. I never looked into the fact that this radio station, and I found this out. I get down there, right? And I went to McDonald's, because that's what I could afford. And I'd ask people, what station do you listen to? And they're all saying Y100, or anything but K102. So I know I'm, as President Trump would call it, a hole of a radio station. But here's the thing. Towards the end of the drive, after 2 days, it's almost 10 o'clock at night. I call again from West Palm. I say, it should be there. And so I never even bothered to find out where this station was. I just assumed everything was on the beach. Just like in Chicago, everything was downtown. So this station's going to be, you know, like near the water.
Sure.
Fun will be right outside the front door of the building, right?
The sunshine, the scantily clad women, everything.
All this. It had been 10 years since I had been anywhere near South Florida, but I was a dopey teenager then. I didn't notice much. So I'm driving and driving. I finally called for the final directions, and I knew when he said, when you exit the turnpike, go west, that was not towards the beach. I knew enough about geography to know the ocean would be a left turn. He said, no, you make a right. And I also knew from the map that the turnpike was west of I-95. So it wasn't not even close to the beach. It was like at the edge of civilization as it existed there. So I get off on Commercial Boulevard, and I'm traveling down a street called Rock Island Road. Now, I pointed this out to my daughter and a lot of people, Roz, when I took her down there. I said, this is where it all began, in this crap hole. It's so dark. This Rock Island Road is so dark, and all I can see is the antenna, the light at the top of the antenna, the tower. And as I get closer, I see this L-shaped, two-story cement block building.
Cinder blocks, yeah.
Yeah, that's, you could tell from the way, I know what a cinder block is. Duh. So I saw the sign, so I turn into the parking lot. And the first thing I saw was something about the size of a fat cat prowling between the cars with a long tail. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a rat. I never did identify the species, but that right out of, I got the whim-whams just getting out of my car in the parking lot. And the building had a two-story front end and a one-story back, and he said, pull in the back and then climb up the stairs and I'll be waiting on the second floor. I'm Dave Lawrence. So I begin, and it's an L-shaped, halfway up the staircase, you make a left turn to complete your journey to the floor over the first floor that takes you to the second, you know, whatever. And I'm just about to step on the platform where you make your left, and sitting in the corner, halfway up the stairs, and how it got there, I'll never be able to figure it out, is a frog the size of a key lime pie. I mean, it was round, it was green, little beady black eyes. And he must have sensed that I was paralyzed by fear, because I'd never seen an amphibious thing. I'd seen frogs, but nothing like this. So what have I moved to? It was like moving into Jurassic Park. Everything here is like enormous, and it's all scary. So he's looking at me with those beady little black eyes, and I could tell what he was thinking, because he said, if you try and take one more step, I'm going to leap from my comfy little corner here and knock your ass back down those stairs. You don't mess with the dog frog, pal. If the thing had started barking, it would have sounded like. Honest to God. So, and I'm not making any of this up, so I don't think I blinked the whole time because I wanted to make sure if this thing's going to leap at me and try and kill me, that I have at least some means of self-defense.
Well, you're already freaked out from the cat rat in the parking lot, so the dog frog on top of this.
So, literally, and I could feel the corner. This is a cement staircase with a wall. I can feel the corner of the cement staircase digging into my spine. That's how close to the wall it's, because it's not a wide staircase. And feeling, and I'm sweating. I'm out of my car, which was air conditioned for like 5-6 minutes, making this journey up the staircase. And by the time I got past the dog frog and made it to the front or the back door or the upper level of the station, I'm sweating. And I say, you know, there's a frog out in back of this building. I've never seen anything this big before. Oh, yeah, they have that around here. Now, keep in mind, after I've met the dog frog, I meet Gabe Lawrence. There was something odd about Dave. I wasn't a bad guy. He just didn't know what the hell he was doing. I don't even know if he was actually running the place. I'm thinking, I drove all of this way for $180 a week to work for a guy that I'm not sure is actually the boss here. So, and he was wearing a leisure suit, and with him was his whore girlfriend, Wendy. So,
Whoa. How do you know she was a whore?
That's another story. You want the dog frog or you want the whore story?
I want the whore.
Well, you'll get it. You have to wait. So I quickly realized by my first or second day that I had left my family and driven 1,200 miles to be encountered by prehistoric beasts for $180 a week to work for a station that nobody listened to. I'm working for K1. I may as well tell them, you know, I'm working for Radio Uranus. It would have made as much. Nobody knew. What's that? This is a station with 100,000 watt signal. It traveled from West Palm Beach to Key West, for crying out loud, and nobody's listening to it. It's that bad. Now, I wanted to help a station that needed it, but raising the dead is a totally different equation. And that's kind of how the whole South Florida thing. I immediately became depressed, and my coping skills at the time were limited, so I started drinking myself to death. And the second time, I completely missed a morning show because I had passed out. Last time, most conveniently, on my carpeted living room floor, and when I realized, when you wake up, when you're a morning guy, and you see daylight, and you're trying to gather your marbles together, you realize, oh, it's Tuesday, this is probably not good. They gave me, the first time it happened, they cut me some slack. So I had to call, actually the station manager, Bob. I called Dave Lawrence. I said, Dave, I'm sorry. He says, you better come in and see Mr. Bell. Bob Bell was a guy who dressed in mafia suits with bad teeth, balding hair, and I'm still not sure that he wasn't connected, you know. He looked like a retired hitman. And I got fired. So there I am, 2 glorious months. I'm not any. In fact, they put me at a hotel on the beach. It took an hour to get there from where this radio station was. It was nothing, not even a shred of anything I anticipated. And not just dog frog, but giant lizards roaming around. It was.
And you never figured out what that cat rat-like thing was in the parking lot?
I'm going to guess it was a supersized possum.
Ah, okay. That would be a cat rat.
Based on the shape, because a silhouette of a possum is kind of sinister looking, let's be honest here. So there you go. That's the dog frog story. Did you like it?
No.
Okay. I had a request to tell it.
I just don't know why you would call... you know, it seems like he's not the greatest man on earth, but not a bad guy, Dave Lawrence.
Dave Lawrence.
Why would you call his girlfriend, Wendy, a whore.
I got to tell you the story of John Galantis. John Galantis. I'm John Galantis. Is it ever good? He actually turned out to be the guy that was sort of really running things.
Yeah.
Still sucked. I'll never forget, he takes me, John Galantis, invites me to lunch and takes me to the IHOP. And this is no lie. This IHOP wasn't too far away. We're sitting there in a booth, and I'm looking at little green frogs stuck to the window on the outside, crawling around. So what am I living in here, a terrarium? What is this place? Because it was most of that area was very undeveloped then. Oh, my God.
Dog frog spies.
And then I'm having lunch with John Galantis, he orders a hamburger patty and chocolate chip pancakes. And I noticed while we're talking, he's batting his eyelashes at me.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh. Sure, he just didn't have something in his eye?
At that time, I don't know if he was more frightening than the dog frog. But soon I was gone. In worse shape than ever. Getting fired from the worst station in America. Now what do you do? That's another story for another time. Meanwhile, end of the world could have occurred outside during that diatribe, and I wouldn't know. So let's find out how things are doing with Mr. Balaki.
Okay, take a nice deep breath and relax. You're going to need that when you get out in traffic. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing the boulevard a complete parking lot between the Atlanta Highway and I-85. It's just jammed up. It's going slow. It is moving, so you're going to get through there eventually. Prattville Police still working the accident on Cobbs Ford Road right at the intersection with I-65 South. On the interstates, everything looking pretty good on I-65 North and South. A little bit of a jam up at the Northern Boulevard. On I-85, traffic is very heavy between the two East Chase exits between Taylor Road and the Middleline exit, just slowing way, way down there. Be careful. That's also entering a construction zone. Anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot is worth $2,019 trade-in at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What do you mean, how did I know about Wendy?
Yeah, how did you? I mean, I know you're a man's man from a different time, but...
Here's my answer.
None of your business!
Okay.
Oh, my.
Not today, anyway. Let's get the forecast from Rich. We must be weather aware, especially through tomorrow.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Get ready for some big weather changes as a strong cold front approaches tomorrow. For tonight, cloudy skies, maybe some showers by the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by afternoon and evening hours in through Saturday night. A few of the storms could be strong. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Make sure you get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. It turns drastically colder late Saturday night into Sunday with a high temperature Sunday only in the low 40s, but the wind chill will make it seem more like the 30s as Arctic air pours into the area. Down to 26 first thing Monday morning, wind chill factor in the teens. How about that for a winter change? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At 4:45, let's say good afternoon to Paul.
Hey, Greg. It's been a while since I've talked to you. How you doing, sir?
Oh, swell. How are you?
I'm wonderful to be an old fat guy. I'm curious. Do you have amphibia? You know, fear of amphibians.
Let's put it this way. If I go to a zoo and see a gorilla, I'm not going to be surprised. But when I go to a radio station parking lot, when I've worked on State Street and Michigan Avenue amongst the skyscrapers and the River Bridge and all that great stuff, I had higher expectations than, I'm not an amphiphobe. I'm not really, look, you know, it's like the bugs down there. We're also like these enormous, so what is this dead B-52 over here? It was,
well, you know,
they call them Pomodoro bugs. They're flying, they're grotesque.
I hit one with an 800-pound motorcycle. I had to hit it twice to kill it in southern Florida.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know what you're talking about. A chevalier might be 2 feet tall in Montgomery. In Alabama, it's 40 feet tall. Or, you know, Norfolk Allen Pines, same thing.
Yeah.
Everything's bigger in southern Florida, even the Yankees.
But nobody told me that. You know, I had no idea about any of this stuff. And, man, I just, I didn't know what to do. My family's a 25-hour drive away. Everything resembling a long-distance phone call was $5, and I had no money. But you know what? A year later, I was already on my way. And that is due to the man that runs this company today, Rick Peters, who put me on a better station with a real audience, and it just took off. I got the chance I went down there for. I just
hey, Greg, the cream always rises to the top.
Well,
yep.
Thank you for that, Paul. You have a good
rest sir. Of
the, anything we could play
you
for
too.
You
good talk to you. Bye.
Bye. So I went on, and like a year after, and I was exactly what I told myself I could be. I was becoming a household name and a household face.
Before that, you were on your way in that year. Didn't you do some acting? Some voice acting?
I'm not telling that story today. You're talking about the porn, the $50 porn gig?
Yeah.
No, I'm not telling
that. It's not like you actually, you were just voice acting. Like a call service, right?
I will tell you that story next week. Everybody's tired of my Florida story.
Okay? I don't know. Okay.
Anyway, a year maybe later after this, I get a call at the radio. Hey, it's Dave Lawrence. So you got anything open over there? No. He said, boy, well, see, I made a good decision to bring you down here. He's like, and what should I do? You want me to kiss your leisure suit? Yeah, I guess you did. Thank you for the opportunity. Didn't work out with us originally, but here we are. Wax C106. And the next time I saw him, I'm not making this up. Well, no, the next time I heard him, he was on an AM station. And the idea was they were playing sexy songs. Sexy songs. And the jocks were supposed to be over-the-top sexy. Talking about, you know, it was a kind of an open time, you know, then. So, but Dave Lawrence did just not have this gift, okay? The name of the station was The Lady. And for a while, there was a bit of a buzz about it, but it quickly ended because they hired guys like him to talk about sex. Nobody wanted to hear about sex from him. And on top of that, because he was... To be honest, I mean, thank you, Dave, for the opportunity. I really owe a lot of what I have today to you, sort of. But he didn't know how to announce. So you're and he comes on the air and says, The Lady, Dave Lawrence. So it sounded like that was his radio name, The Lady Dave Lawrence. In a moment, we're going to talk about nudity.
Whereas you should be, you and know, really hamming the lady.
The listener is saying,
I'm shocked, shocked.
And they thought, well, everybody's going to, and everybody did. It got a lot of buzz, but it was gone like 3 months later. The next time I saw the lady, Dave Lawrence, I was with Janelle. Janelle's about 10. We're at the orthodontist office, right?
Okay. Oh, this is a great setting.
And this is a part of Florida that was built not long after I got down there. I mean, it was nothing but construction. Every week I was doing it, getting $300 to show up at a new development to come buy a house here for whatever reason. Ow. So I'm sitting there with Goose, and the place was like an assembly line for teeth. They just had this process in place. And we're sitting in the lobby just waiting to be called, and in walks a guy with colored socks pulled up to his knee.
Ooh.
Wearing a pair of shorts and a UPS shirt. It was the lady, Dave Lawrence. I mean, you have no idea what a shock this was from this long distant memory to be sitting there. And once I was sure it was him, and I didn't want to embarrass him. I mean, I could have said, you know what? You finally found your calling. I didn't have it in me to be that cruel. I couldn't do that. I just said, Dave? Hey! Greg! How you doing? You know, I'm still spending a couple of clubs on weekends and blah, 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 blah. He looks so totally Canadian. This is not a bash. I'm not bashing Canada, but a lot of Canadians would wear socks up to their knees with sandals on. It was just a thing. That's all I can call it. A thing. Great memories, though, huh?
Very good memories.
Hey, Greg.
No, it wasn't like he. Some people, just from pride or ego, might say, be embarrassed because, you know, I've been a star for 20 years down there and he's delivering packages. So I would have understood if he
didn't. No, but it's cool that he was like, oh, hi. Like, he was interested in seeing you.
He looks at me and said, how did you know Wendy was a whore? Dave, I found out the hard way.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. It's just about time for the River Region roads to load up to capacity. Montgomery Skywatch showing it busy on the boulevard, especially around the Atlanta Highway and I-85. It's just a parking lot right there. All afternoon long, been having trouble at that location. If you move on down the boulevard, it's busy at the Troy Highway. Also, as you come around to the truck stops and I-65. The interstates themselves moving pretty well this afternoon. No delays going into Prattville. No delays coming into downtown Montgomery at this time. You know it's going to get busy at the interchange in just a little bit, so watch yourself as you approach that area. If you're headed into Wetumpka, delays at the Redland Road traffic light heading into Prattville, not a problem at all this afternoon. If that Christmas puppy is leaving presents for you all over the house, maybe an invisible fence system is what you need. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
This hour of family-friendly storytelling.
Shame on you!
Brought to you in part by our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body. Donnie Turner, I hope you're not horrified that your commercial came up at this particular moment, but I am proud to have you as a friend. Proud to have trusted my car to you and our family cars on multiple occasions to have the MPB experience, which is driving off with a car that looks as good as new, maybe better. He is salt of the earth. He is just terrific. And that's the reason they're so successful, because this is a very principled man who, by the way, has a very principled son. They carry this business on, and it's based, they have all the technology, and they have talented people that perform the various services from painting to putting cars back together or simple cosmetic work, which is most of what I've brought to them. But it's the standard, it's the business ethic behind all of that that makes them the best. Because from day one, 30 years ago, they refused to play the games that were going on in that particular business in town. And there were no shortcuts. They were not going to take a dollar that wasn't honest. That's the way they built MPB. They literally compelled the not-so-ethical places to either do it right or get out of business. That's how powerful the Montgomery Paint and Body statement is. So when you need them, whether it's a little fender bender or something more serious, if your car needs to be towed, it's Montgomery Paint and Body on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, and their number is 27REC with AW.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year, This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, the new year has begun and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, we say at Marguerite's that we sell the best quality, the best price, but I really mean that. We feature Fredmark Diamonds at Marguerite's, and we only sell beautiful quality. Unlike some other people that have maybe big stores with big names and all that kind of stuff that sell what they want to for a lot of money, give you easy credit, even though we offer credit too, and it doesn't add up to a sack of beans. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's, and we're Pepper Tree Shopping Center right there on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
A Prestige fishing boat, a high-end luxury, with lots of cup holders and a 12,000 RPM gyro ball. We talk with the owners of Regulator Marine on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Sunday, it's the AFC-NFC playoffs, and it all starts 2 hours early for two full hours of former players and coaches sitting behind a long desk talking about what they think will happen after most of their predictions this season have been dead wrong.
Dead wrong.
Dead wrong. Watch as they fill time joking around with each other, leaving the desk and standing around, showing old highlights you've already seen. Then, finally, get ready for game time, when two announcers will tell you what they think.
And don't forget about me, the pretty young lady they have reporting down by the side. Lines. Back to you in the warm booth.
The AFC-NFC Playoffs, Sunday. Brought to you by Gillette, who reminds you, men bad.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Back here.